Hello everyone. Hello, I'm George Milam. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. The Nobel Prize Committee has just announced its award in Oslo, Norway, of the annual Nobel Peace Prize. It's roughly this time of year, comes out October, methinks occasionally November, when not much is going on. This is going on since about 1900 when Alfred Nobel died. He's the one who gave his name to it. So it's Nobel, not Noble. But perhaps I won't go too much into the background as I usually do. So this award was for Maria Corina Machado. Forgive me if I mispronounce her name. I'm not a native speaker of Spanish. A Venezuelan woman, methinks she's the first Venezuelan to be a Nobel laureate. And the citation said, for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. Now, Nicolas Maduro's leftist tyranny gets no sympathy from me, and I know it's not the worst tyranny in the world, but like was refusing to receive food aid. His demented socialist policies have caused hardship in an oil-rich country, and so on. And she's peacefully resisted that in a country with very high violent crime, almost overrun by drug gangs. It's not quite true what some of the things that Trump is just saying about it, that people are reducing eating rats there. I can't guarantee that nobody has ever eaten a rat in Venezuela, but I don't think it typifies the situation. So far as I know, people haven't died of starvation. So, I mean, I'm largely on board with her domestic policies for Venezuela. My problem is her Middle Eastern policy. Unfortunately, she doesn't actually have very much input to that. But she is a zealous Zionist. I don't think she's Jewish at all. I mean, it wouldn't matter to me if she is or not. As it happens, most Zionists are actually not Jewish. They're usually a Christian fundamentalists, and particularly aligning herself with Likud. I don't think it calls her Likud anymore, as in the consolidation, the hardline nationalists. They're always kind of openly anti-Arab, and there are people who are even more racist than them. And that was Netanyahu's party for decades. I remember Likud grew out of a terrorist organization in the 1940s when there was mandatory Palestine, when Palestine was under British superintendence by the will of the League of Nations. Then ultra-Zionists, they began their terrorist campaign against the lawful authorities as well as against the Palestinian population, the Arabs who rested beneath the aegis of Britannia. How monstrous. Even during the Second World War, some of the Stern Gang and so on, Yitzhak Shamir, these racists were attacking the Brits, and the British people were the only ones trying to save the Jews in the world. Is absolutely sickening, and therefore aggravating anti-Semitism. And that is the political tradition that Netanyahu comes from. If so-called terrorism delegitimizes Palestine, it must delegitimize Israel as well. And by the way, I don't think it does. I accept Israel's right to exist and Palestine's right to exist. But Likud is the party of illegal occupation, of armed robbery, and I mean armed robbery in an absolutely literal sense of turning up at someone's house, of shoving a gun in his face, get out, we're taking the house without compensation, of ethnic cleansing, expelling Palestinians simply because of their ethnicity and faith. And I wish the Christian wing nuts in the United States knew this more, how just how viciously anti-Christian some of these hardline Zionists are. And Marina Machado has often been an apologist for these policies and a defender of Israel's countless human rights abuses during this 2 year campaign of genocide in Gaza. You know, even two former prime ministers of Israel have said it's genocide. Former head of Shin Bet, that's Israeli intelligence, intelligence, has said that Netanyahu prolonged this conflict by a year just to keep himself in office. He doesn't want his coalition to fragment. He doesn't want to face trial for the corruption charges and so forth. Wow. So it's terrible that there has been such a massacre going on. So nobody who's supported this directly or indirectly should be eligible for a Nobel Prize. I know there have been controversial awards, foolish awards. You know, Henry Kissinger, who did so much to prolong the Vietnam conflict, eventually got the Nobel Prize. And all right, perhaps there should be much joy in heaven over every sinner who repenteth. He and Lê Đức Thọ brought it to the end, but Lê Đức Thọ was grand enough to decline on the basis that conflict in Southeast Asia was not quite over. So Kissinger, he accepted himself. I don't know what he wanted. She's a collaborator, George. Well, yeah, so she absolutely is. So that's vile. Okay, I broadly share her anti-communist worldview, But if we're going to talk about rights, including property rights, that's got to include Palestinians. We mustn't have racist policies excluding people. Now, I know every country is entitled to determine its own immigration policy, but Israel's the only one which is flagrantly racist, saying if you're Jewish, at least partly Jewish, you can immigrate. But if you're Palestinian, I mean, even you, the individual who was alive in Palestine, as there was 1948 or 1967, and left at gunpoint, no, you can never come back. And someone who has a tenuous claim to be a tiny fraction of Jewish, he or she can come back any time. That's a so-called right of return. And I know not that Israel's not the only one to practice racist policies in the world, but that really is revolting. So she's unworthy of it. Now, I'm glad that Donald J. Trump didn't get it. And yes, it is good news that there's peace in Gaza for the moment, but he could have done a lot more. He could have brought it in a lot sooner. And we mustn't forget that, of course, it is his rhetoric, is his presidency, did so much to prolong the conflict and providing the weapons with which Israel deliberately massacred Palestinian civilians. So he's an accessory to murder, just as guilty as a principal. And if he's finally brought it to an end, no, that doesn't mean that I'm going to forget his manifold crimes over the past few years. So Alfred Nobel set this up to whitewash his reputation when he read in a newspaper, French newspaper, his own obituary. His brother had died, and the news was garbled, and the French newspaper wrongly thought Alfred Nobel had died, and they said, well, he'll be cursed by countless mothers because his invention of dynamite has got so many people killed in war. And Alfred Nobel thought, oh my goodness, my posthumous reputation is going to be frightful. Therefore, I must do some good for the world. So he set up these Nobel Prizes in chemistry, physics, mathematics, literature, peace. Is that it? There's none in biology. Oh, yeah, medicine. So most of them are awarded by the Swedish Academy, the other one by the whatever, the Norwegian Nobel Committee. Remember, when he died, Norway's part of Sweden. It's only a few years later that Norway separated, became an independent realm, and got a Danish prince to be their founding monarch. But that's the only one that's awarded in Oslo, Norway. The rest are involved, awarded in Stockholm. And there's a prize of, I think, $100,000 that goes with it. And it's early in December that she will travel to Oslo to deliver an oration and her acceptance speech for it. So, yeah, whatever good work she's done in Venezuela, and I don't know enough about what she's been up to in her homeland, surely that's negated by the monstrous crimes for which she's advocating for against the Palestinian people, which is surely the most urgent issue of the time. Exactly. There were plenty of people who are rather more deserving. Those who've risked that life and limb gallantly striving to relieve suffering. Thanks for watching the channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon. Don't PayPal, georgecalland79@gmail.com. Goodbye.